Introduction. ATP 3-13.5 provides Army commanders, leaders, staffs, and information operations, IO professionals, with essential information necessary to integrate SLE effectively into their operation. It guides leaders to plan, prepare, execute, and assess SLE in order to achieve effects that support the commander's intent and concept of operations. The information presented herein are suggestions for how to conduct SLE, and units will likely need to tailor these processes, tools, and techniques to suit the requirements of their unique mission and situation. The 2016 publication of FM 3-13 reduced its coverage of SLE from a full chapter to a few paragraphs. This publication was created to ensure commanders, soldiers, and civilians have access to the principles, techniques, best practices, and planning methodologies that undergird successful SLE. Commanders, subordinate leaders, and all members of the Army profession ensure they conduct SLE in accordance with the moral principles of the Army ethic. They perform and accomplish SLE ethically, effectively, and efficiently, mindful of applicable laws, policies, regulations, and procedures, as well as the cultural norms and values of the relevant actors. See ADP 1 for more on the Army profession. ATP 3-13.5 contains 5 chapters and 4 appendices. The following is a brief description of each. Chapter 1 provides an overview of SLE, starting with its definition. It outlines SLE principles, a framework for SLE, categories and types of SLE, and the role of SLE from tactical through strategic levels. Chapter 2 overviews roles and responsibilities associated with SLE. The chapter presents the roles of the commander, the staff, specialized units and personnel, and individual soldiers and Department of the Army, DA, civilians when conducting SLE. Chapter 3 describes how to plan and prepare for a SLE, starting with Army design methodology and progressing through the military decision-making process. It then overviews the engagement process, focusing specifically on the plan and prepare phases of this process. Chapter 4 details the execution of SLE, breaking down execution into pre-engagement, intra-engagement, and post-engagement considerations and activities. Chapter 5 details SLE assessment, starting with the logic of the effort and how to establish a baseline. It then describes the work involved with articulating the SLE objective and generating measures of performance and measures of effectiveness. Appendix A describes individual and collective SLE training available to Army soldiers and civilians. Appendix B of the printed version of ATP 3-13.5 provides 3 checklists and a worksheet to assist with the pre-engagement, engagement, and post-engagement conduct of SLE. Appendix C describes the role of SLE in the targeting process. Appendix D of the printed version of ATP 3-13.5 provides an example of an SLE tab to an SLE appendix for an operation order.